Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Halloween Eve 2020. And there again is the Halloween music. Well, your mic's not on. Sean Kraft and Angie Evers join me in studio as the Halloween music is playing in the background. Now, don't forget, coming up on Tuesday, live election coverage starting at 7:15 a.m. National elections, local elections, we'll have it all. Mike Wilson at the Board of Elections, Linda Sims at Democratic Headquarters, Terry Tackett at Republican Headquarters, and Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Golden Voice in the studio with me that night. It is going to be a night. We're going to tell you who wins, who loses, and how it all happens Tuesday night, starting at 7:15 p.m., and we will not break away for love nor money. Monday morning, we start the centennial of the election of President Harding. 100 years since President Harding was elected President of the United States. Monday morning, I will have on Scott Rankin, who is the foremost President Harding impersonator in the state of Ohio, and Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. And then Monday night, we will have Craig Shermer, the foremost impersonator of Florence Harding. You've seen him on The Daily Show. He's been doing it for 45 years. I interviewed him in Cleveland last Saturday, and he will be on Monday night from 7 to 9, and Sean and Angie and Terry, I think, will be in here also sharing our memories of that particular event. You guys met Mr. Shermer?
I sure did.
That's right.
Yeah, I sure did.
You like Mr. Shermer, didn't you, Angie?
Yes.
We're all looking forward to Mr. Shermer's visit. Now, we're talking election here, and just to tie a knot in last hour, we got another message from our listener out there, Kevin. That guy is funny. They're talking about the caller from the last hour. That guy is funny. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. LOL, he wants to have things both ways. So thank you, Kevin. That's a social media answer out there. So let's move on to our topic number two. USA Today, which has been around for 40 years. The USA Today editorial board has never endorsed a candidate for president until now. This is not a normal election, and these are not normal times. The USA Today editorial board, which is separate from the news department, has endorsed Joe Biden for president. We don't do this eagerly, said editorial page editor Bill Sternberg. We hope we don't have to do it again, but it seems like one of those break glass moments where there's a clear and present danger and there's a clear choice. That's USA Today newspaper.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Jack Nicholson voted for Trump. How about that one?
I don't know what that has to do with what the story is.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry, folks, but the papers should not be allowed to vote for anybody.
They never have. Well, first of all, papers don't vote.
I mean the people, the editors and stuff.
Well, you think editors should be allowed to vote?
Well, doesn't the Columbus Dispatch, somebody?
Right, they do, but the USA Today has never endorsed a political candidate because that was their rule. But they're saying, we don't want to do it, and we don't want to do it again.
Why do they do it now?
Did you not hear? You got to stop looking at your phone. You got to listen to what I'm reading.
No, I couldn't follow. Did you follow the whole thing?
Did you understand what I was saying?
No, I couldn't follow what you said. I was listening, but I don't...
Okay, well, hear it again. I'll give it to you, the paragraph again.
Yeah.
We don't do this eagerly. We hope we don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
But it seems like one of those break glass moments where there's a clear and present danger and there's a clear choice.
Why is there a danger? That's what I don't understand.
220,000 people dead and...
That's not Donald Trump's fault?
Well, apparently USA Today thinks it is.
I think any president would have been in the office during this pandemic. It would have been the same situation. They cannot put this pandemic on Donald Trump.
You know, people will make that choice on Tuesday.
Come on, Angie, you're a medical field, so I'm gonna let you say this.
I mean, I think people feel things need to change.
So you think it needs to change?
I think a lot of people feel that way.
We're in a spike right now. We've had three spikes.
What? COVID?
Yeah.
Well, is that Donald Trump's fault? He's trying to get the vaccine. It's coming.
All I know is that, the truth is...
It's coming, folks.
The truth is, he knew about it in January. We now know that for sure. He talked about it in February with Bob Woodward on the phone. The conversation's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And then in March, told the American people the Democrats made it up. Now, would all presidents have done that? Draw your own conclusions.
I don't know. But I'm not saying... I'm not... Okay, listen.
Go ahead and say it. I'm not taking... putting the call on the air till you say it.
I'm not saying that it's just he knew back in January. Did he make a... Was he a fault of that? Maybe. But he stopped the travel from China. That's where the bat was eating over there.
You should really work for the news. We can get you a job probably with CNN. What do you think, Angie?
Oh, boy.
Well, I love it. We're going to talk pandemic now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know what this has to do with USA Today, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying I don't think it's right for them to jump in this. If they haven't done it for years, why are they doing it now? Why didn't they do it during Hillary Clinton's thing?
Because this is a break glass moment, and there's a clear and present danger, and there's a clear choice.
Why is there a danger? I mean, it's getting... The pandemic... The vaccine's coming, folks. It's coming, right? It's coming.
I don't think it'll be here for a minute.
President Trump's own doctor, Dr. Fauci, said at least next year.
Oh, wow. Well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Here's the deal on that, okay? All I hear is they're talking about trying to blame it on Trump, the numbers. Okay,
I don't think that that's not what the USA Today said. They did not say coronavirus. They didn't say Trump. They didn't even mention his name.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, let's talk about this. What about Cuomo? Okay, and the lady from Detroit. What's her name? Gretchen Whitmer.
The governor.
Am I correct on?
Yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer.
Uh huh.
Am I correct on that?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about all the people that they have put in nursing homes, young people, and the amount of deaths that have occurred from that. Why would you put young people in a nursing home knowing that the elderly is the most susceptible?
I think we'd have to run a fact check on that. But the point is, to come back to the original story here, it's that USA Today, in 40 years in which we've had Republicans and Democrats run every 4 years, has never endorsed a candidate in any election, in any state, at any time, any president, ever. And now they have. 40 years.
That says something.
I think it does.
So
we just say they don't know what they're talking about? They're out to get people? See, this is the problem. That, this is America, and people are allowed to say what they want, and you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Tell me how somebody that comes in there making $200,000 a year leaves the White House making millions like Biden does.
I'm not really sure why that has to do or what that has to do with the USA Today article. Back to this. Let's not talk about our candidate. Let's not talk about the person we want, obviously. Let's run down the other person. Let's talk about the person we want.
Your original question, okay, was why does USA Today state that?
Why are they writing that? Right.
Okay. Perfect answer is because Trump's not a politician and he's trying to do what's right for America instead of all these people in it together making millions of dollars don't like that he's rocking the boat.
So 4 years ago,
American people.
4 years ago they did not endorse Hillary. Why didn't they go, if they were out to get him, why didn't they go after him 4 years ago?
Okay, I don't understand why anybody would endorse a man who they've accused Trump time and time, like over 42 times Trump has denounced the basically the KKK and everybody else, but it's okay for Joe Biden to say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, come on, man.
I'm confused again.
Come on,
why,
man.
No, see, I'm confused again. What that has to do with the USA Today? Did they report that?
Because USA Today is a liberal publication,
okay.
And they're going to try to get Joe Biden in office.
Everybody's
protecting Joe Biden.
So for 40 years, USA Today hasn't endorsed anybody, but all of a sudden they've decided to become a liberal publication.
Okay, if they don't have special interest in the election, then why are they doing it?
I think they said why they were doing it. Do you want me to repeat it for the third time?
Yeah, repeat it.
Okay, here it is. We don't do this eagerly. We hope we don't have to do it again. But it seems like it's one of those break glass moments where there's a clear and present danger and there's a clear choice.
Okay, so what's the clear and present danger and the clear choice?
I think if you read the whole article, they are talking about the pandemic, and I think that's what they're worried about. And I don't think in the last 40 years we have had anything on American soil that has killed over 220,000 Americans in the course of 7 months.
Look,
9/11
right,
didn't do that.
Okay, if you really want to do your research on this whole coronavirus thing, a year before this coronavirus got released, if you look it up, there, Johns Hopkins University basically did a trial run to prepare for what's going on now. And then, you know, all I hear is that, oh, it's Trump's fault. However, when Trump closed down the borders so that they couldn't fly in here, they called him xenophobic. Nancy Pelosi was down there standing in Chinatown. Come on, everything's okay.
Now, where's
come
the
on down to Chinatown and have some Chinese food.
Where's the border between China and America that was closed down?
Well, the flight.
That's
the
called
flight
the Atlantic Ocean.
Did
they close that down? I must have missed
about.
That.
Huh? But you know exactly what I was talking about.
I know that when you close down the borders in the United States, you're either talking about Mexico or Canada, and I don't think we're talking about Canada.
We're talking about international.
We don't have any borders flights. With international countries.
That's what I'm saying, is international flights.
Okay.
There to here, and they called him xenophobic. So what could the man do any different?
I think you got to draw your own conclusions. I mean, you know what? People can vote for whoever they want. There will be a lot of people listening to you right now who are probably out there saying, go get them. And they can vote on Tuesday. But I believe what's going on right now as a journalist is the Trump voter is scared to death. You cannot believe the polls if you want. I mean, we are under 5 days here. You cannot believe the newspapers. You cannot believe all this. But Tuesday's coming. And we'll see what happens.
You're probably going to see a bunch of people on YouTube yelling and screaming like they did when he was elected in 2016. But for the country, if you want your 401k to go up, if you want to have freedoms in the United States, he's the man to go with.
Well,
because you can't tell me, as a journalist, can you tell me well, the man tells you one minute he's going to ban fracking, and the next minute he says he's not going to ban fracking. And then you ask him if they're going to pack the court. And then they don't pack, he won't answer the question.
I think you can ask those questions. I don't think that's the point here of this USA Today article. I don't think it's talking about fracking. I don't think it's talking about court packing. I think it's talking about the pandemic. So, I mean, you'll have to talk to Bill Sternberg with the USA Today.
I'm showing you the logistics of it, that everybody is out to get Trump because he's not a guy that's on the take. Okay? In politics, if you're not on the take, if you're not looking out for special interest groups, okay, they don't like you. They want to keep their butts in their seats. They want to make their money till the day that they die. And if you really want the truth, they don't really care about the American people. It's about power and money. And that's the bottom line.
Well, we shall see Tuesday night. Stay tuned. And that's the way it'll go. All right. What do you think?
I don't know. Like I said, I guess we're going to wait until Tuesday. I mean, obviously, people are going to vote whoever they want to vote for. And, you know, we just have to see what happens.
Do you think there's a fear in the Trump voter this weekend that's causing a lot of this amped up?
Yeah, because there's fake polls out there and fake stuff on the internet going on. And, yeah.
So if Biden does win and those aren't fake polls, I mean, will you eat a shoe on Tuesday? I mean, because I think that's the problem is, again...
There is a lot of fake polls
okay,
out there, though.
Well...
I'm not saying there's not accurate ones, but there is a lot
I'm
of fake
saying
ones.
I don't see a lot of Biden voters this anxious as the Trump voters. Trump voters seem to be anxious.
Well, I mean... Because he has a lot going against him. I mean, the pandemic is one of them. That's probably the biggest one. You know, I'm sure his taxes that he just got, you know, they just showed his taxes. That's probably going against him. So he has a lot of going against him. Now, the numbers were up when he was president before this pandemic. We all know that our 401ks were and the stock market was rising. I mean, right? I mean, we were pretty good. We were set. The car industry was doing okay.
I would wonder if we go back to Bill Clinton's era, the country was good financially.
Right. It was.
If we go back to the beginning of George W. Bush, the country was good financially. If we go back to the end of Barack Obama, the country was good financially. So, you know, what's the difference here? It was good part of the time, and now it's horrible.
Well, it's because of the pandemic.
Don't we say that George W. I mean, 9/11 certainly didn't help him, and he didn't plan that out. Monica Lewinsky certainly didn't help Bill Clinton. He didn't plan that out.
But it wasn't a pandemic when the 9/11. Yeah, we had a lot of people that died in New York.
No, but we had to shut travel down. The stock market had to be shut down in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to fight somebody.
It wasn't more than one state. Like right now, the pandemic is across the country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why do you think it took 102 years for a pandemic to happen?
I don't know. You're medical. What do you think happened? What do you think slid through because of the bat?
I think it was the bat.
Yeah. That's why I'm
had to be the bat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everybody will be up to bat on Tuesday. It's interesting because we know what we know. And we know how it's been handled. Not to mention how it's been handled. I mean, if you're okay with how it's being handled, okay.
Now, do you think people were misinformed back in January, Donald Trump? Maybe he was misinformed? Have you thought about that?
Well, I think what we know now is true, that he... It was coming. The big bad thing's coming is what they told him.
Well, Collar was right. They did shut down the China... planes and cross the...
But what did he ever alert the American people to be careful, to watch out, to... I think the first thing he said 3 months after he was informed was this is fake and the Democrats made it up.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear about that a little bit, but...
Now, did he know otherwise?
Well, maybe the information that he was received, it wasn't the full...
You think Dr. Fauci said the Democrats made this up?
I don't know. I don't...
Well, I'm saying you guys, because you asked the question, would another president have handled it that way? I don't see Obama or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton standing up there saying the Republicans or Democrats made this up. Do you?
I don't know. Probably not in that term, but...
Definitely not.
No, probably not in that term, but would they handle it the same way he's doing?
Do you think they would get up and say, it's the flu? It's just like the flu? Do you think they would have gotten up and say it's going to be over by Easter? I mean, let's just check the tape here. I mean, let's be honest.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, yes, was he at fault for the part of this pandemic? Did he not do his job correctly? Yeah, I mean, he could have done a little bit better. But people's got to think about, put that to the side. I understand there's a lot of people lost their family members, and my condolence goes out to all those family members. But they need to realize before the pandemic how our economy was, which it was good underneath them before it happened, before the pandemic.
Is that it? I mean, I don't think that
it.
Yeah, I don't think dead people really care how much money's in their pocket.
No, I understand. I mean, but I'm saying I'm going before the pandemic. He had the country was fine.
We were going through an impeachment a couple months before that, and we also were going through a Russia investigation, and we also were.
Oh, that was fake news.
Was it? There wasn't a Russia investigation.
Yeah, but he was not guilty.
I don't think he was ever tried on it. I mean, listen, you can vote for whoever you want, but to say, to act like there's been no problem in this country for 4 years except the pandemic, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily true.
But you have to look at the numbers, though. The numbers were pretty good. People were, jobs was here.
Again, then I don't know why people don't say Bill Clinton is a great president. No, we still have to hear about Monica Lewinsky. I don't know why people don't say George W. Bush was a great president, but we got to hear about 9/11 and shoes being thrown at people. I don't know why we don't say Barack Obama was a great president.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, though.
I don't know that any president in the last 102 years has lost this many Americans on their watch. Let's put it that way. Have they?
No, probably not. Probably the first one, but... I'm trying to put myself, in front of the pandemic. Let's see how he did before the pandemic.
Right, but
did he not handle the pandemic 100% correctly? No, he didn't.
But what's the biggest problem in his 4 years?
The biggest problem?
I mean, what do you think?
Well, apparently, people are saying it's the pandemic. I guess because people, a lot of people died. Yes, but I'm.
But I have a question. So why did he wait till just now to release his tax documents or whatever? But when he didn't do it all 4 years.
Oh, he didn't do it. The New York Times found them and published them.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
So he didn't even
release
them.
No.
Oh, okay.
Which you wonder why that was. Well, we found out.
And that's probably hurting him too right now. Between the pandemic and the taxes.
Well, whose doing is that?
Huh?
Whose doing is that?
I mean,
the New York Times can't publish something
without having backed up news.
Right.
Backed up
so facts. Why did he do this?
I don't know. I mean, Donald's the only one who knows that. But again, the pandemic, he could have handled a lot better than he did. He should have shut down faster than he did. We all know that, right?
There's a lot of questions there. I don't know that we're shut down now.
But the taxes, I don't care about his taxes.
The point of the taxes is, do you owe any money to a foreign country?
But we don't know that for sure.
We know he owes money to somebody.
Yeah. But...
I wonder who this could be. Go ahead, Galler.
Scott, so you're telling me that you honestly believe that Trump only paid $700 and some?
I don't know.
Do you know the man owns multiple properties? Do you know how, with that kind of level, if you're a business person and you got that kind of amount of money and properties, how many people you pay that's on your payroll?
It's not just
like there's not one Joe Schmo CPA doing the guy's taxes. He's got a group of lawyers and CPAs that are doing this. So to believe that he just paid $750 in taxes, that's ludicrous from the money he puts out per year.
You know what I would do if I was him and it was false and I wanted to prove once and for all that the New York Times was nothing but lies, I'd put my real taxes out there and show them. That's
okay,
two months
you know
ago.
Why did he do that? Audited, right?
Oh, audited. Okay. Well,
yeah, the IRS audits him.
Who's the head of the IRS? Who do they work for?
The president still gets audited.
You don't think he could speed that up?
Well, they have to. I work for government, so I know that there's a bunch of red tape. So I know that
do you think that you have to go through,
yeah. And whether it's the president or somebody else, government goes as fast as they're going to go. You ain't going to make them go any faster.
I don't even think
Jesus could come down here and make the government go any faster.
You think, as the man earlier on who you said moved the capital of the capital to Jerusalem, can't deal with the head of the IRS?
I mean, like I said, if you're being audited, you have to have. He doesn't do his own taxes, so he's going to have people working for him doing it.
So does he know if he paid $750 or not?
I mean, let's say even if he did what was legal inside the law to pay that little amount of money. Unlike Joe Biden, okay.
Well, here we go again.
Burisma, and all the illegal dealings that he's done through the years. Making millions and millions of dollars, putting his brother ahead of his foundation. That's what the Democrats are good at doing. They're good at setting up foundations and then laundering money through these foundations and then become millionaires, just like the Clintons did. That's why the Haitians don't like the Clintons, because they set up all this stuff, this foundation for the Haitians, and then they took all the money because they were broke when they left the White House. But automatically, they got millions and millions of dollars. So that's why you see on the news that Haitians they don't like the Clintons.
Are we back to the Clintons again? I mean, boy, I tell you, we can never leave Hillary alone. She is in our brain forever. Is she running for something this year?
She's done a lot of dirty things throughout her career in politics.
Okay. Is she running?
But let me ask you this, though, okay? The man gets nominated for 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. He gets it. He gets it done. But do they give it to him? Does it even get covered? How much of that has the American people heard?
Do you know that you can nominate anybody for the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, Obama got nominated and he didn't do anything for it.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, and
that's
he didn't do
different.
Anything for it.
But he won it. He wasn't
but
just
he didn't
nominated.
Do anything for it.
Well, you got to talk to those people who gave you that. That wasn't America.
Trump does something that no other president has done, and he gets no thank you, no hey. Everybody complains. Well, we're always in wars. The Republicans are always getting us in wars. And then look what happens. He goes 4 years without even getting in a war, and then all the military people. Yeah, he ramps up for the military. But then the military people get mad because they get kickbacks from the contractors that have these contracts with the federal government.
You know what the truth is? Here's the truth, the bottom line of this whole thing. If everything you say is true, people will vote for him on Tuesday and he'll be reelected and there'll be no worries.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
I'm just, on your show, it just seems like you always, in the news media, it's like, you know, because... And here's another thing. I'm going back to the socialism thing. We both know you went to college, okay? You got indoctrinated with. If you go to any college, you're going to be indoctrinated with Marxism and socialism. That's why he talks about. That's why Trump talks about a lot of times, and a lot of people are disgusted with America, because our kids and our future are growing up being indoctrinated by these colleges for Marxism. And
I thought that was mumps and measles.
Socialism.
It was socialism they gave me in college? I thought it was mumps and measles. They hit me with socialism. Darn it.
What did you learn in your philosophy class?
If thou shalt publish my taxes and they shall be wrong, I shall show them my real taxes.
Okay. Well, if you don't fire the prosecutor, I am going to not give you your money.
Okay.
So what's worse?
I'm not really sure what the point is here. We started with an article in the USA
point
Today.
The point is, I'm trying to make is...
I'm not telling anybody who to vote for. I've said that 5 times during this show. Vote for who you want. It's Tuesday. Election
but
day.
I know that
go to
you
the
lean
polls.
Left. You lean left
oh,
with your point
go.
Of views and the way that you bring about. You do the same thing that the liberal media does, which is you... position your questions a certain way so that it makes Trump look bad, so that it fills a narrative, which is basically Republicans are evil. We're all out for money, and basically, I heard you when Hillary was running. All you talked about was Hillary this and Hillary that, and I thought for a while you were in love with Hillary. I told Sean.
I have a poster. I have a poster at home. You would love to see Hillary Clinton on the wall.
And I'm like, how can this man not see how corrupt of a person she is, how a sadistic person she is?
And that shot I got in college.
He promotes her.
Again, the point is, I think that anybody who feels the way you do, you're entitled to like President Trump. You're entitled to vote for who you want. I have given everybody a fair shake on this show. You can go like and listen to any archives. There is no show in the world, I'll guarantee you right now, radio anywhere, who's had Jim Jordan, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and Roger Stone, and also Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson, and Al Franken. Now, if you want to call that an unfair show, go ahead.
I'm not calling an unfair show. I'm just saying, you know, I'm like every other hardworking American out there. I seek for being a free nation, truth, justice, and American way. We were all people that came over here. We worked hard. I don't know about you, but I've been a God-believing person my whole life. And I have morals and values that swing with the Republican values, not the Democrats.
And that's America, and you shall vote that way on Tuesday, and that's okay. That's fine. We do have to go, though, and let other people in.
740-383-9944. Okay. What do you got?
Well, I
didn't know I was indoctrinated in college.
You have a doctorate?
No, I was indoctrinated.
Oh, indoctrinated. Oh,
yeah, I didn't know that. Well,
what did you?
I don't know. I guess.
You forgot all about it?
I forgot all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. All I know is people are going to vote who they want for. That's their title of their own life. So you just got to do your own research and pick whoever you think is going to do better, I guess.
You have to be fair is the problem. You can't let anybody come on the air and say things that are not necessarily true. Now, if that comes off as defending the other side, that's fine. But you know what? If somebody came on here and said something horrible about a Republican, I would say that that's not true. You got to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be fair on both sides. You got to tell the facts because people get confused if you don't tell the facts, so...
And I think there are so many news sources now where so many people are confused. Vote for who you want. I mean, I don't... are people missing that because we've said that over and over and over? Vote for who you want.
Right.
I'm not going to tell anybody who I'm going to vote for, but you're allowed to vote for who you want, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This station doesn't endorse any candidate. And I will tell you, I know how the people vote around here, and I believe we have 5 people voting for Trump, and I believe we have 4 voting for Biden. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
it's all you.
I mean, I think you've done a really good job, though, like, keeping, you know, Democrats and Republicans both on. Like, I've listened to your shows, your morning programs when I can, and I've heard, you know, both, you know, I've heard your guests speak really, you know, Republican, and I've heard them speak really, like, Democrat. So I've heard both on your show, so I think you do a really good job about keeping everybody informed about everything, you know, both sides of the parties and everything. So I think you do a really good job about all that. So I don't think you're picking sides.
You know, I booked the show, and I think if I was anti-Republican or anti-Trump, I don't think I would have ever had Judge Joe Brown on. I don't think I would have ever had Roger Stone on. I don't think I would have ever had Joe Arpaio on. I don't think I ever would have had Phyllis Schlafly on. I don't think I ever would have had Jim Jordan on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well, yeah, I'm going to echo her. You know, you do a good job of doing both sides. You do. He makes it really interesting because you never know what you're going to ask. You ask hard questions, and a lot of people, you throw those curveball questions at people.
But you know what? It's being in Marion, for a point of this, is why people tend to think you're liberal. Because more people in Marion will vote for Trump. Trump will go, Marion will go for Trump, Marion County.
Oh, yeah. And we know they're the Republican because we've been to it.
So you end up defending Democrats more often because more people call in and go after the Democrats. If this was a liberal county, you would think I was a Republican because I would be defending Republicans all the time. I am here for the truth. That's it. I'm not USA Today. I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm just telling you what USA Today has done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job of news people. There you go.
You just try to get the point across.
Well, I think you should know.
Yeah.
First time in 40 years, to me, that's an irregularity.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say things about the pandemic that are not true. We are in the middle of a global pandemic.
Right.
I mean, our governor, who's a Republican, yesterday called this, said it was raging. Said the pandemic was raging. That's the word he used. You know, what do you say about that?
You know, it is. I mean, the numbers are up more than ever. I think it's before it's even started, right? Is that right? You're in the health.
3,000 new cases yesterday, yeah. And that was a new record for one day.
Yeah. So definitely got to be careful. Definitely wash your hands and do all the good stuff.
But how do we get here 8 months in? Why are we at the highest numbers now? You'd think we'd be getting better.
Well, people's just not following the health guidelines, I'm sure.
And why is that?
I don't know. A lot of people probably don't think it's a real thing.
Where'd they get that idea?
Well, what do you think? You're in the medical field. What do you think the problem is?
Well, I just think people aren't, you know, doing as they should do. I want to wear my mask and get this done and over with so that way we can get back to our normal lives. And, you know, I kind of wish everybody had that same thought process, I guess. You know, I just want to be done with it. So, because I think the sooner we get this done with, the sooner we can get back to our normal lives. But I don't know. I see, like, I've talked to people that have corona. I've seen people that have corona. It's sad, you know, people who have been in the ICU. I mean, it's a sad, sad situation. I've seen families really fall apart over it. So, I don't know. I don't like to see it for anybody. So I just want it to be done and over with.
I think I'm going to have to go buy a hazmat suit before it's all over with.
But you know what the sad thing is that this has become political. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem.
Do you think, let me ask you a serious question, journalist. Do you think after this election it's going to die down?
No.
I mean, it's not going to go away, but it's going to probably die down.
Unless there's some changes.
It's going to be like the swine flu.
Nope. Not unless there's some changes.
No, not after everybody's going to Halloween parties this weekend.
This is
going to
be awful.
The election, it's going to be bad.
It's awful right now.
So you think we're going to hit the record-breaking ever? You think? Because people are going to parties.
It's still going to go up. It's going to continue, I think.
Yeah.
It's sad that, I mean, the governor has said, I'm not doing anything right now, but
you think he might do a shutdown again?
Well, he said it on yesterday. He said, that's the last thing I want to do because it will kill businesses. But he said, you've got to stop acting the way you're acting. You've got to get under control.
Did he ever get a new health lady?
No, and that's a sad fact of this whole thing. That she was not a Democrat or a Republican. She was a health authority. And they went and stood on her lawn, scared her half to death, drove her into resignation.
Really? Wow. That's crazy.
And then when he appointed the next one, she said, I'm not taking that job after what happened with the last one.
Wow. I don't know. That's messed up.
So here we are.
Maybe I'll go down there. I'll be his doctor.
You look like somebody who should be in charge of health.
Let them come in my front yard, I guess, huh?
Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The Halloween Eve pre-election show here on WWGH Radio. It's sad in a lot of ways because here we are, and you know, people are going to look back on this time in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, definitely. You know, many, many years from now, people are going to look back. Like you said, look back and look at all the pictures. Say, why are they wearing those masks? You know,
I think it's too bad we all can't work together more. Like everybody, like just can't work together. Yeah. I mean, in everything, really.
Yeah, I just don't. Well, I don't get the mask thing. Okay, yes, you know, but look over in China, where the bat came from, where the disease actually originally came from. China people, they wear masks all the time before this pandemic. And they all died over there.
No, they got better numbers than we do.
Yeah, they do have better numbers, but
and they got more people.
Yeah, population more.
So why is a country with higher population, a communist country, by the way, where it started, have lower numbers than we, the United States of America, the free country, have?
People are not wearing masks like they do every day.
I mean, why?
Everybody in China wears masks.
I believe we're only second to Brazil.
Oh, really?
Okay. A global pandemic affecting every country in the world. Why are we number two?
I'm not sure.
Because people do what they want to do.
I mean, you would think at some point, you know, there are communist countries, there are dictator countries. Why have they been able to get it under control?
Good question.
I mean, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask at work. I don't want to wear a mask at the grocery store. I don't want to wear a mask. But do I? Yes.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Yeah, and I
burn up with my mask
I have
on.
Trouble breathing. Like, when I get into work in the morning, I'm huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. But I have trouble breathing in the morning when I get to work.
Yeah, I got one of those cloth masks, and it's really hot.
Well, the odd thing is, you look at all these other countries that have had it in bad ways. Italy, France, United Kingdom, but they didn't have this thing. It's phony in those countries.
Don't we need to cover our eyes now? Somebody said it can go in your eyes.
Well, you
is
know,
that true.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but what I would say is that if everybody just put the mask on and stopped bucking the system.
Well, you know what? We were really delayed. Some of these stores out there, you know, think about it. I'm not going to mention any stores. But when this pandemic actually happened, some of the stores didn't do it, what, 3 or 4 months later on?
Right.
The mask requirement.
We never had a national shutdown.
Not a national shutdown, but
if we had, if the federal government had said.
Yeah, right.
Done.
So the government could have said, hey, do it all, you know.
What you said earlier on, you said if we get Biden, the government's going to be shut down. Would that have helped?
I don't know.
We didn't do it. Still haven't done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I go into this store now, like, some of the smaller stores I go in, like, people don't wear their masks anymore. The workers don't wear their masks. They'll have them on, but they'll be down around their chin. They don't even wear them. So I just think people have just become too lax about it.
There's no law.
Right. It's a fact that, you know, they just don't want to do it. You know, they, like, pretend, oh, okay, I'm wearing my mask. It's around my chin. So, you know, because they have to, because their work tells them they have to. But, you know, I'm a healthcare worker, so am I going to wear my mask down around my chin while I'm seeing patients? No.
Right.
It's just sad this is where we are. You know, there are
who would have thought 2020 we was going to be in a pandemic? Nobody did.
Well, some people inside the government certainly thought it in January. I mean, we got to be honest.
Yeah.
But the point is, here we are, and tomorrow's Halloween, and for the first time in the history of Halloween in this country, you're going to have adults who can't pass out homemade goods. You're going to have senior citizens who can't meet with kids. And I know nursing homes do trick-or-treat all the time. Can't get in a nursing home. Can't see your relatives. Got to sit behind glass. You know,
now,
let's talk about reality.
Is people passing out candy tomorrow?
You can't, again. We have no... Now, California canceled trick-or-treat. Some states have.
So, I guess you could probably just put a table out front and put candy on it and let them come grab it themselves. right?
Well, that, I don't know that'll work, but okay.
I don't know. Or slingshot it.
Well, this is the point. This is what's happening now. Think of all the biggest group that normally turns out to vote is senior citizens. Are they going to turn out on Tuesday?
I don't know. Can't the polls go to the nursing homes and like a
bubble? Well, they sent out ballots.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, are the people who are old and still living independently going to turn out?
I don't know. Good question.
I mean, this is where we are.
I know some
Let's talk about Thanksgiving, where they've said you shouldn't have 10 or more people in your house at Thanksgiving. I mean, think about that. Grandparents who are going to Zoom Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, Thanksgiving in your house, are you going to have a temperature gauge at the front door?
Temperature gauge and masks on. Even with the turkey.
Yeah.
Well, take
I'm
the turkey
temperatures.
That's well, you got to do
there
it.
You go. Yeah.
Because
you, go.
You know what? At some point, we're going to have to be frank about this.
Yeah. Do you know you can buy a home kit now? I saw on the internet. You can test your own stuff for corona.
It's sad to me because there's a whole group of kids right now in school who are having their senior years, who there's no homecoming dances, going to be no senior prom.
Why can't they have it? They just do it on TV. Just stay at home, do it on TV back and forth.
That's the way to dance with people.
There you go.
Via satellite.
That's right.
Just remember this. There are going to be, you not forget the kids of 2020 who graduated, who didn't have a graduation, a drive-up graduation.
Yeah, my niece.
Has this been worth it all?
No. Yeah, I know.
So we can.
It was a little different.
So we can play college football?
Yeah. We are playing college football.
Somebody explain that to me.
Well, we play local football, too.
Right, explain that.
Yeah, but not graduation.
Can't have a graduation.
Yeah.
Can't have a school dance,
yeah.
But we can play football.
Yeah. What they could have done, they could have tested everybody at the colleges, right? Or at the graduation.
I don't know how many people got COVID in the first week of college football last week. There was a big number.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. That's not
but
good.
We don't stop.
Keep on going.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not really sure at this point.
Maybe it'll just eventually disappear. I don't know. What was the numbers on the Black Plague? Is it more now? Was it less back then?
I don't. We're not at the end of this. Is the problem?
Yeah.
That's what something. You know, probably not going to have a vaccine until next summer. We're not even halfway done yet. In 200 and some odd thousand.
Yeah. I saw on TV the other day. The lady was in California. I believe she had it twice. She has bad luck, didn't she?
Right.
Poor lady.
I mean, all I know is we talked about all the people who died in 9/11. We talked about all the people who died in the Vietnam War. We talked about, and this was horrible. But you know what? Here we are, every day.
Thousand ways to die, and Corona's one of them now.
I think number one.
Yeah. I used to watch that show. You ever watch that? Thousand
yeah.
Ways to Die. some of the
show's a little phony to begin with.
I don't know. They said some of it was based on the true story, just different characters. That's what they say. I don't know.
And what's your favorite way to die?
I hope that's in my sleep.
In your sleep.
Yeah.
That's against one of the thousand. 999 other ways to die.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that was a good episode. I used to watch it all the time. It's not on TV anymore.
Well, I hope everybody has a happy Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody goes out and votes.
Tuesday.
It's your democracy. People have died on battlefields, so you had the right to vote. So remember, it's your right.
That's right.
And vote for who you want. And we'll see what happens on Tuesday night.
So who do you ever think is going to do the best job in the office as of right now? And, you know, even local. You don't want to forget about local people here. You're running down. Who, you want to run them down, Scott?
Sheriff, clerk of courts, county commissioner, and some levies.
You think we should pass the levies, or do,
it's up mean, to the voters?
What levies are up right now? Marca, right?
Marca.
It's River Valley.
No.
Is Ridgedale? I hope Ridgedale is there and hurt. Don't they need some money? Ridgedale High School.
Ridgedale always needs some money.
I went to that school. That's why I went to at later on.
But this is
River
where
Valley
we.
And Ridgedale. Yeah.
You want to sing your Halloween song?
I don't know it.
Were you singing it earlier on before we went on the air?
I don't know. You have to play it. You have it on the...
I don't have this.
Download it real quick. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
I thought we were going to have a live performance.
I can't remember it. You don't remember it?
No.
How'd it go again, Scott? You know how to start out.
You sang it earlier.
I don't know how it starts out, though. I just know, like, a little bit.
There's going to be no Halloween song, folks. That's what I can tell you right now. It's going to be, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No Halloween song.
Yeah, not this year. Maybe next year, though.
It must have caught the pandemic. Now, I'm telling you, get ready, though, on Tuesday night, because I've got election night sayings.
Ooh.
Is it about the air out of you? What was that?
You said you
got. I've got 11 pages of election night sayings. So when it gets like hot on election night, when we're getting results in, I'll say, like, I'll just flip through the pages and I'll get a thing here and I'll flip to one and I'll say, in southern states, they beat them like a rented mule. Huh? That's what I'll be saying, stuff like that.
And then, people probably think you're drunk.
No. Then, oh, here we go. I'll say, we had a slight hitch in our giddy up, but we corrected that. I'll be saying that a lot that night because you guys just. I'll say, we had a slight hitch in our giddy up, but we've corrected that.
What else?
And I'll say, put on a cup of coffee. This race isn't going to be over for a while.
That's true.
Oh, I'll be
saying
that.
You might
have to say that quite a bit.
Yeah, because it's not going to be over until the next day.
We don't know what to do. We don't know whether to wind our watch or bark at the moon. This is going to be me Tuesday night. Get ready. Election night sayings. This election is closer than Lassie and Timmy.
That is going to be close.
This is tight as pages in a book. And I got like 11 pages of these, folks. Let's see. This is crackling like a hickory fire.
Oh, we get to hug the dugout.
Let's see here. Two hands worth of white knuckle still hanging tin. I have no idea what any of that means. But that's Tuesday night.
Tuesday
election
night.
Saying. So tune in for that. I've got about 100 of these.
Says, I just got a message. It says 25 million died of the Black Plague.
Okay. I checked the facts on that. This race is humming like Ray Charles. Get ready, Tuesday
Get
night,
ready, folks.
Election sayings, 7:15. All right.
Can I say
happy?
Go ahead.
Say what?
I'm going to say headed to the dugout.
That's mine.
Oh.
Get your own.
I'm going to say good day.
No, he's dead.
I can use it now.
For all of us at WWGH News, for Sean Kraft and Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears.
Heading for the dugout.
Happy Halloween.
I'm good.
You say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far out and things can happen, but if it was happening tomorrow, and you know they're going to be in shape.
Call me on May 1st.
And I will expect that night, Larry, if you're just there as a fan at about 1 a.m. to get a phone call from you.
If I'm sober and if it's over by then, it's a deal.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-5. Wage CRT.